Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Vivek Wadhwa is here. Vivek is a distinguished fellow at the Carnegie Mellon University's College of Engineering. He's also a director of research at Duke University's Pratt School of Engineering. He's the author of three books on technology, including the new one that he co-authored called The Driver in the Driverless Car, How Our Technology Choices Will Create the Future. He's our new friend, Vivek Wadhwa. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you here. So all of the, in the almost 20 years I've been doing my show, Vivek, I have tried to promote technology while also balancing that promotion with the sober reality of all the implications of technology. Like, for example, with social media. In 08, I anointed myself as the social media heretic. You know, social media is great, but the internet is great, but technology is great. Mobile technology is great, but you always have to put the but on the end of that, don't you?
Yep, and you should have written my book for me, my friend.
No, it's an amazing book. I'm really proud of you and your co-author. But talk to us about this.
You know, we were talking once earlier about the way computers are progressing. That in the last 35 years, it's been amazing to see how our desktops have become our smartphones, and how powerful these things have become and how cheap they are. You know something, it just keeps going on the way it will, and there's every indication that the Moore's Law, which is what this is called, will continue for at least another decade or so. By 2023, which is what, 6-7 years from now, our iPhone 11, iPhone 12, whatever version we're at, is going to have the same computing power that our brains do.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I mean, within 6 years, this thing is going to be computationally as smart as we are. You know, the advantage that our smartphones have is that they're networked together at gigabit speed. What does this mean? I have no clue. I know we're getting there. And everything around it, everything that computing touches is going exponential. So you have artificial intelligence, robotics, sensors, networks, medicine. Everything is on this exponential path, and it's amazing and scary at the same time.
Well, it's breaching the fairness scales too, isn't it? In terms of it's making things seem unfair to some people, and in some ways it is unfair to some people because it's creating the thing about technology is all technology has created winners and losers. I mean, the harvester, the wheat combine, the cotton gin, all those things, the tractor, all those things had great implications for one side of the equation, but had negative implications for people on the other side of the equation, right?
But
the velocity of this new technology we're getting so excited about, right? How things are moving so fast.
Exactly. We can now, create a Star Trek future or a Mad Max future. That's what I keep saying. I mean, that's the impact of this technology.
Mm-hmm. So how does the average person out here on Main Street, how should we look at all this?
I mean, first of all, you have to understand what's going on here. That people have to understand what these technologies are. You have to know that your smartphone is progressing and you're going to get faster and cheaper computers. You have to know that the drones are coming. You have to know what's happening in medicine. You have to understand all of these issues. And that's what I try to explain in the book. I try to provide a gentle walkthrough of these technology advances. And the point I make is that, look, just as you said, that, the winners and the losers, what I say is that there's a widening gap between the haves and the have-nots.
Yes, that's right.
Now, if you look at the rise of Donald Trump, really, we have both extreme left and the extreme rise right rising at the same time. And the reason was because there was so much anger that people were being left out. People were being left out of the progress. They were being left out of the gains from this. And they don't understand. They're worried. They're confused. You know, they're terrified. And they're showing it in strange ways. I mean, you know, we could never have imagined that any human being would vote for Donald Trump, right? Yet it happened. Nearly half the population voted for him out of fear.
Yep.
And he stoked the fears. And this is because they're confused, I mean. And that the point I make in the book is that with every technology, we're widening this gap. If we don't wake up and if we don't start understanding it and telling our political leaders what we want and how to fix it, we're in for Mad Max.
So are you saying the inequality is a political solution?
No, what I'm saying is that we have to have the public rise up and speak now. We have to tell our...
What would you have them rise up and say?
Well, you know, take the example of Uber, right?
Right.
We have a choice whether we use Uber or not. Uber is going to... If Uber succeeds in its mission within 4 or 5 years, the cars are going to drive themselves, and they're going to be dirt cheap. They'll cost one-fifth of what they do right now because you won't have a human being in the car. It'll just be that. So now that's an equalizer because everyone can now get transportation.
But what's the difference? Here's the thing we have to remember, though. What's the difference in that and the fact that I can now go to an airport and deal with a kiosk and not have to deal with a human? What's the difference? I mean, I like kiosks in airports.
Well, okay, so then you're going to like the self-driving Ubers. The trouble is we're going to displace millions of drivers. You're talking about 3, 4, 5 million
right.
people losing their jobs. So what do we do with them? How do they
But Vivek, that's been going on now for decades. That's the whole thing. I mean, manufacturing, more plants are being built with half the people that they were used 10 years ago, and the other half are the jobs being done by robots.
Well, you're going to have some very angry people, and it's not going to be Donald Trump. It's going to be someone on the extreme left
right.
who's now going to rise up.
Are you saying there needs to be a social component, a government social component to the growth of technology to take care of these folks in the middle?
I don't like government anything, by the way, Jim. I mean,
yeah, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, because all government does is mess things up.
Well, what do we do about all these people? Hey,
well,
I need to.
You and I have to educate you have to educate your listeners, and they have to understand this, and they have to tell their politicians what they want. The job of our political leaders is to implement what we want. This is
right.
how Uber rose. I mean, if we stopped using Uber, the company would go bankrupt, and it wouldn't happen.
Hold on to that thought, Vivek. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Vivek Wadhwa. And the new book is called The Driver in the Driverless Car. We're talking about the implications of technology and what are we going to do about that? Stay with us. 20 after.
Come on, the rising wind. We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.